Okay, that's Charlie. I guess. Okay. Okay, ladies and gents, you're stuck with me. I'm sorry. Kevin was talking about this cross-country skiing and the downhill, of course, and other things. But I kid you not, that man's a powerhouse. I've a little different story. Totally blind since birth, and I grew up in the desert Southwest. So until I got into college up in Flagstaff, Arizona, I really hadn't done any snow stuff other than driving up to nearby mountain range close to Tucson, about an hour's drive. And of course, I was just all hot and jazzed about that. And of course, I was dreaming about places like Alaska and reading about the Antarctica. So of course, I want to go to live someplace where I can cross country, learn to ski. And but anyway, didn't really get into that and until college years in Flagstaff. God provided that the Lord provided opportunity to ski, and I don't know how many times I fell and ended up in all sorts of positions. But bara lite norsk. He was asking if I spoke Norwegian, and I said, "Yeah, I just do a little bit." But that's just so enjoyed getting to meet with Kevin and John Olness and skiing with them, and all that carrot cake at the Hilton. Haven't done any of the other than when I skied in Washington State years ago. I've done some of the local regional ski for light down there, and was supposed to go to Colorado Breckenridge and broke an ankle in the process. But I still enjoy the skiing. I still pray for snow, so glad that we're getting it. And glad Kevin made it up to Spencer. Was it Spencer Loop? Was it? Yeah. Yes. But other stuff. Then Kevin briefly mentioned a fishing trip on the Kenai River, Lower Kenai, that we all got to go stayed at a cabin and got to go out. The Trophy Drifters, yes, sir. And I did not use a phone to catch a fish. I actually got as close as, our guide landed the fish in the net there. I was reeling and got him in the net. Doggone it, if the hook snagged on the net and the fish just sploosh. he got away. So a friend, one of my fishing partners, gifted me with a silver salmon. So I got to have a few meals off of that. But oh gosh! But another thing, really gotten enjoyed, and did some sporadic kayaking prior to it. But going out with Challenge on a few overnight paddling trips in Prince William Sound and just, of course, I've always been an ocean fanatic, and just I think it's really swell.
Sure.
All right, let me see the
mic.
So my first question is, Charlie, I don't think I know anyone in Alaska, or for sure in Anchorage, that travels around town using the bus everywhere and going to this place and that, and you don't even wait to find out if you know how to get there. You find out the address, you know the buses. Is that true?
Here we go. Oh, thanks. Yeah, a lot of it, if it's a place I hadn't been before, I probably have to, of course, get the address and then either call a people mover and find out what bus is going to go to the closest to the place, and then ask lots of questions. Or maybe try it. And if it's like, oh, this is just too darn convoluted and stuff like that, then I'll consider using anchor rides to get there, especially in the winter months. Go ahead. Was there another question?
No, just thank you.
And I'm back on, just so everyone knows. But go ahead, Charlie.
Okay. But one of my favorite Pacific Ocean story is going to end. I just, anytime I hear the sound of ocean, you know, surf and all that, I'm just a sucker. I'm just like, it's like the ocean. She's calling my name. I just, come on in, baby. Or, well, anyway, this one time I was with some friends from church down in, from Seattle. We drove out about an hour and a half drive out to Ocean Shores on the Washington coast there, and get in the water and just having a great time, just doing some flips and just getting right in the breakers. Well, it's getting far enough out there that it was a very gradual sloping beach, so you could have these rows of breakers, and it was kind of like, well, there's almost as much surge going this way as much surge is going that way. It's like, so eventually, you know, okay, stronger surge. So eventually did get into shore, but I thought it was swimming enough against the current that I was just about where I got in. Well, doggone it, if the current didn't take me a good half mile down. So it was kind of a one of those God moments, I think, is kind of his angel overseeing the ocean. Probably got some gray hair, but anyway. So with that, I'll give it back to Nate.